Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week, a cooler writes in to ask, can we compress gas into a solid? Now, this is an interesting question. What it's getting at is whether we can bypass the middle step matter usually takes when being converted from a gas to a solid. That middle step is, of course, the liquid phase. Now, usually, when the temperature of a gas is reduced to the point where its molecules or atoms come together, they form a liquid, and this is known as condensation. Similarly, when we reduce the temperature of a liquid to the point where its molecules and atoms come even closer together, they form a solid. This is freezing. Now, we do observe this bypassing of the middleman in the case of gaseous water vapour crystallising into ice or frost, and this process is called deposition. But your question, Akula, specifies whether we can physically compress a gas into a solid, not specifying temperature as the main factor. And for that, I've needed some help to get to the bottom of your question. Luckily, I've recruited science communicator and friend of the show, Dave Ansell, who's helped me with this answer. He says, the short answer is yes, you can compress gas into a solid, but your material may not be the same when you reduce the pressure after compression. On a small scale, a solid is just a load of atoms or molecules sticking together. If you compress a gas very quickly, applying a lot of pressure, there will always be some atoms leaving into the gas and some sticking back on. The higher the temperature, the more atoms will leave every second, and the higher the pressure, the more will join. So when you increase the pressure, more atoms will join than leave, and you will build a solid, though there will always be some atoms left behind in the gas phase. Another complicating factor is that if you compress a gas or most liquids, they will get hotter, which makes it harder to form a solid. But if you push hard enough, they will eventually solidify. So if you squash hard enough, pretty much anything will form a solid. But with a lot of materials, if you apply these kinds of temperatures and pressures to them, they may well be altered chemically. Thanks for sending that question in. I hope we've cleared it up for you. If you'd like us to try and answer your question, remember to send it in to chris@nakedscientists.com. And remember to tune in next time when we'll be answering this question from listener Katie. Why is it that some mammals with small broods have the baby feeding apparatus near the upper limbs like humans and elephants, and some near the lower limbs like cows and horses? Join us next time when we find the answer.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.